Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Just mere hours after Game 3 of the World Series has ended. Don't know if you saw this last night, but Game 3 where the Dodgers won it 6-5, went 18 innings and lasted 6 hours and 39 minutes. Then we were talking about the things you could do in that time span. You could watch a couple football games. You could make crockpot chili. You could have made a pot roast. I don't know how people just sat here and watched the entire time. I feel like baseball is one of those sports, though, that you put it on the TV and maybe you do some errands around the house. But good Lord, for these people who watch the entirety of this game, a big hat tip, because that is a big deal and that takes a lot of patience.
Yeah, it kind of put this kind of game pushes the errands thing, right? Because what errands are you going to be doing at midnight in your home when you're like, hey, it's the 14th inning. I guess we're just in this for the ride. Chelsea, I compiled a list of activities that I would be okay doing for 6.5 hours. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Sleep. End of list.
Oh.
That's it. Like, I can't eat for 6.5 hours. That's a crazy time. Be like, what? Can you drink? No, I can't drink for 6.5 hours. I don't want to be out in the hot sun. I'm a sprinter, not a marathon guy. Get me to the point I need to get to and then get me home. Like, I can't drink for 6 hours. Like, there's not a lot of things that I want to do for 6 hours. And Toronto Blue Jays fans had to deal with that and then take the L in the process.
See, here's the thing. I will complain about like a 3 hour movie, but I'll sit there and watch like 6 episodes of something. And be like, well, it was episodes. I could have tapped out at any time. So I feel like some people probably have sat there and watched 6 hours of TV. And don't we do this on Sundays? Like, you sit there on the couch and you watch back-to-back football. You probably do it for college football. Because college football, I like pepper in like I'll watch a half of this game. I'll take Blake to the playground. Then we'll watch a half of this game. And I try to have everything done by like the nighttime game, because usually that's like one of the big ones. Or I'll switch it to where if the 3:30 game is like the big one, that's the game that I watch. But I don't sit there consecutively.
No, like at least for college football, you know, I don't have a child the way that you do, but I'm going to be that person. I apologize. I have a dog and I walk the dog. You know, like he'll come up and be like, hey, I want to go outside. And then we will go outside. But you can't really do that at midnight. Or I mean, you could, but I don't want to walk outside at midnight. At that point, it's cold. I've been sitting. He doesn't want to go outside at midnight. Once it gets past 10 o'clock, he will come and look at us. And then he goes into the room. And then he comes back and be like, hey, are you coming? He wants to go to bed at 10. So, like, I can't do that in a six-hour baseball game. It was fun. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's fun. And anytime you get a classic like this in an 18 inning, it's a showcase. But 6 hours is just a long ass time.
Well, especially like think about the teams who are waiting on pins and needles to see who's going to take the advantage in the World Series. This was a very important game. It was not just a regular August game against the Marlins, you know. So it also had a huge outcome to where you see the percentages on who wins game three. It's like the team that wins game three wins like 70% of the time. I don't know if that's going to be the case because it feels like we've had a very back and forth World Series. And again, last night's game took 18 innings. So then I attempted to like summarize this game. And every time I did it, it just took too long. Because, like, think about it. Think about all the highlights that happened in 6 hours and 39 minutes. So we started off with Max Scherzer, and I thought this was going to be the story of the game because Mad Max making the start for the Blue Jays had like, a rough regular season. But you know he's a competitor, and you know that he certainly has that fire in him to where if he wants to channel it, maybe he has it. And he did a fine job for the Blue Jays. Went 4 1/3, gave up 5 hits, 3 runs, and struck out 3. So his stuff was hit or miss, but he kept the Blue Jays in the game. In fact, the Blue Jays and the Dodgers were tied after 5 innings. I kind of think the surprise of the first 5 innings was Tyler Glasnow. He was getting hit left and right. 4 2/3 in this one, gave up 4 runs, only 2 of those earned, had 5 strikeouts, and one of those was an Alejandro Kirk 3-run bomb that got Toronto back in this game. Big breath, because we have more to go in this game. Another highlight of this game was the fact that Shohei Ohtani got on base 9 times. 9 times. I need to repeat that. He had 4 hits. He had 2 home runs, and he got walked 5 times. So that in itself is a headline. And then the biggest headline of this game, of course, does not come until the end, and it's Freddie Freeman who walks it off.
Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes Mitch. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
What a home run from Freddie Freeman. He walks it off in the 18th inning. And he now has the most walk-off home runs of any player in Major League Baseball history. Remember, he hit like a grand slam to walk it off in the World Series last year, I believe. So at the end of the day, it's the Dodgers that reign supreme. Dave Roberts called it one of the best World Series games of all time, which, of course, when you're the manager of the team that wins, that's how it feels. John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays after the game, said he really respected the fight in his guys. And it felt like they did not give up until the very end. So I know it's going to be a tough turnaround to get your guys, you know, ready and motivated for a next game. But I'll say this, you know, when you play the next day, you don't have time to sulk.
No, and you have less time to sulk because this game, you basically played 2 games in one, which I do think is going to put a lot of pressure on how the two managers handle pitching staffs. Or later today, because you use, I mean, nearly 20 pitchers were used in this one, Chelsea. Hundreds of pitches were, like, 600 pitches were thrown in this between the two sides. That's a crazy number. And I just look at the box score, and I don't want to, this is going to make it sound like I'm dunking on Mookie Betts, and I promise I'm not. But the difference between a Shohei Ohtani line and a Mookie Betts line is crazy. Mookie Betts has 8 at-bats. He goes 1 for 8. Ohtani is 4 for 4 with 5 walks and 2 homers. At a certain point, I don't know what you do with him. Because putting him on base, that lineup is so good that you're running the risk of it, although maybe not with Mookie Betts, but with Freddie Freeman, he is unbelievable. He's just so fun to watch, and it felt like every single time he comes up to the plate, something amazing is going to happen, and he was fantastic last night. I liked watching some of the highlights this morning. You know, Freddie Freeman almost ended it in the 13th or 14th inning. You know, time's a flat circle at this point when you're dealing with 18 innings of baseball. But he almost ended it. And, you know, the fans that stuck around for all 6 hours, and they were, you know, credit to the Dodger fans, they were there, right? Like, they didn't, not a lot of them left, some of them left, because, again, it was 6 hours. But they also had the benefit of that game starting at 5, so he was only 11. But they stuck around every time there was a pop-up that was hit by the Dodgers. It didn't matter if that pop-up did not leave the infield. It was, is this it? Oh, no, it's not it. And then Freddie Freeman finally gave it to him in 18.
Well, because here's the thing. There were plenty of times where you thought this game was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to end. And somebody would get gunned down at the plate. Somebody would fly out at the warning track. And that's just kind of how it goes. When you have the, it's going to end. And it just, you know, the defense is lights out for the most part. Or somebody is not fast enough running home. Or the throw is just amazing. Like, don't run on Addison Barger. I think that was one of the lessons that the Dodgers learned last night. But I think the takeaway for me is that it just goes to show that how evenly these two teams are matched, despite some of the prices that we see on the Dodgers. Because I think to open the World Series, the Dodgers were, I think, minus that. And it just feels like if there's any team that can slug with the Dodgers, it's the Blue Jays. Like, they scored 5 runs in this game, which doesn't sound impressive for 18 innings. But this is a team that's averaged over 6 runs a game for the entirety of the postseason. So I feel like sometimes, though, when you have these type of games where it feels like a huge momentum swing, this is the signal of, like, the team that's going to win it.
Yeah. I feel very proud of myself.
And because I think both these teams are very really mad.
I feel proud of myself. After game one, Chelsea, I hammered the Dodgers. You know, when they lost that one, I was like, let me get them at a good price for the series. We're putting... I don't bet a lot of money, but I'm putting a max bet on the Dodgers to do it. And now that they're putting this together, but I think you're right in that I do feel like you might see a little bit of an offensive surge from Toronto tonight. I think Vladdy played well. He wasn't awesome at the plate, only 2 of 7. But I think some of the little things that he did in terms of base running last night were really impressive. So I do think there will be a swing in the right direction, maybe for Toronto, pun intended, to get it right. But how great is Freddie Freeman? You had mentioned, is he the most clutch player in, you know, baseball history? I think there is a real argument to be had there. I think most baseball purists will get on here and be like, well, you're forgetting Curly Jones of 19. Like, I don't care about a guy that was playing in 1920 when milk was cents. Like, don't talk to me about anybody that was playing when milk was cost cents. It costs dollars now. I think Freeman is amazing. And he's done it everywhere. He did it in Atlanta. He's doing it in L.A. Now consecutive years in a row. He is fantastic and a just remarkable signing for the Dodgers. But to have him with Shohei Ohtani in the lineup together is a literal cheat code.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the most clutch player of all time, because I think a lot of it's based on the fact that he has had 2 walk-offs in the World Series, which, you know, at the end of the day, makes him very clutch. But there are guys who have more home runs. Like, I don't think that he's in the top 5 of career home runs in the postseason. So maybe that counts for something. But I think overall, you know, Freddie Freeman's just a really good hitter. Like, he seems like the most consistent hitter in the lineup. Like, I remember looking at, like, some of his career numbers, and it's just wild. Like, his numbers kind of mirror what you see from, like, Jose Altuve, where it's just he's hovering around 300 for most of his seasons in the majors. So it's just one of those things where I think he's just a really good hitter that's had a lot of chances in the World Series. He also plays for the Dodgers, who feel like they play in the World Series all the time. I am not saying it's less impressive. I am just saying that there are probably other guys that are worth consideration, including George Springer on the other side for the Blue Jays, who also got hurt last night. So not only did you lose the game in 18 innings, you also have your leadoff guy injured in the 7th inning, and you don't know if he's going to play today. So double dagger for the Blue Jays last night.
I mean, just brutal. What is the longest game that you've watched as a fan? So this one went, you know, 6.5 hours, which, by the way, it tied a game that took place with the Dodgers and the Red Sox years ago in terms of inning length. But that one went 7+ hours. So Rob Manfred, take a bow for the pitch clock. But what's the longest game as a fan that you've watched?
I think I've watched a game that was 15 innings, but Jake was playing in it. My husband was playing it. So it's like, he was my ride home. So, but I do remember in that game, I literally did laps around the stadium to get my steps in. I was like, all right, if I'm going to be here forever, we're going to at least get our steps in. So I would walk around the stadium. I would poke out when I can see, or I'd watch the monitors. But you have to be doing something else. I feel like sitting still for that long, and I will say baseball does a good job of like, hey, we have concession stands. But like, imagine like the last call for beer is usually in the 7th inning. If you like drinking and watching baseball, you had to sit there sober for a long time.
And like at that point, the popcorn's probably burnt, pretzels probably stale because it's been in that little pretzel rotating situation for at that point hours. Was he, and obviously because Jake's a pitcher, like he was done too, right? So like you had seen him play. He had done his job, and you had to sit there for like another 8 innings.
Yeah, and this was like a game in Las Vegas where the ball absolutely flies. So like, I think the final score of the game was like 18-17 or something. Like, it was a miserable game to watch. But let's get back to maybe some of our takeaways here, because I think now we need to discuss, okay, do the Dodgers take this series? Is this the momentum swing that the Dodgers need to claim the World Series? Or do you say, hey, the Blue Jays are a very young team. If there's any team that can bounce back from this, it's the Blue Jays. And listen, their strength was not their pitching to start with anyway. Because I do think this is going to exhaust a lot of the options for the Dodgers as far as their relief corps. But I don't know. Like, maybe this means you play the over moving forward. But guess who's pitching today? Shohei Ohtani, who's fully capable of going 6 shutout innings. So I don't know where to go on this one. But I do think the Blue Jays still have a chance.
Honestly, if you think that the Blue Jays still have a chance, I feel like the best bet there would then to bet Vladdy Jr. to win MVP. Because he is their meal ticket at this point, especially with the injury to George Springer and having some uncertainty as what's going to happen with him the rest of the way. It felt like in the series against Seattle, on every single night, he was hitting a big home run, right? Like, how many Vladdy Jr. highlights did we play? How many times did we flash up that adorable picture of him when he was a youngster, right? He needs to go Superman mode. He needs to put the cape on. He is going to be their leader, and he's going to be their meal ticket if they want to extend this just to 6 games. Because right now it feels like all of the momentum is with Los Angeles to the fact where Chelsea, they might win this in 5.
I don't know. I think it's going to be closer than that. But you're right about Vladdy Jr. hitting .414 this postseason. Absolutely bananas numbers. All right, coming up next, it's a Tuesday, and we're playing Take Tuesday. Some of the hottest takes, and we'll put our spin on them. It's next on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.